Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
NWA heavyweight champion Ron Killings, R-Truth with Hit 'Em Up. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop here on the internet, a professional wrestling podcast like no other. My name's Tarek, and I have been missing in action for a bit. I'd love to tell you it's because of the coronavirus, but it's not. It's just lack of time, and also if we're going to be, it might be due to the coronavirus because my wife is now working from home, so she's using my once home studio as her office. So she doesn't finish work till 6, and it's kind of late in the evening for me to get the show done. But hopefully it'll return. Maybe it'll just start coming out on Saturdays. But as we are the masters of our own destiny here, and we do head of editorial, so there's no deadlines to meet. The only people I have to let down are you, my loyal listeners. So I feel bad. I'm sorry if you thought I just abandoned you. I hadn't. And a lot has happened since then, especially in the world of wrestling. Like a lot of people are talking. Okay, so there's this coronavirus thing going on, as you all know. It's affecting many people in different ways. A lot of people are talking about how they're using the time in lockdown as a time to reflect and how their lives have changed and they've got a lot of spare time. Unfortunately, for me, my life hasn't really changed that much since the coronavirus. I'm still going to work every day, and much like the wrestlers, as we are both dubbed essential workers. I don't know how I feel about professional wrestlers still being allowed to wrestle. I mean, it's great for me, although the quality of wrestling has been fine. It's just it doesn't really work watching it without a live crowd. And while I like to moan about the fact that I still have to go to work, I should be grateful I've got a job to go to. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of wrestlers have also lost their jobs, which is mad, because you can't claim that they're essential workers and then let go a whole load of the workforce pretty soon after. I'm sure a lot of them will get picked back up. We also had, like, we know that AEW is it's got a contract for the next 3 years, so there will be other places to work. This could be the start of the wrestling wars again. At the same time, Roman Reigns said he's not doing it. I don't want to work here. I just recovered from leukemia for the second time. I think I should stay away from this coronavirus. So I support Roman's decision to do this. But we'll see where the WWE go from here. Still, like, probably most valuable player is Asuka. I'm really hoping she wins this Money in the Bank match. I think her with Kairi Sane carrying the briefcase behind her would be brilliant. Also, it does loom quite dangerously over Becky. But I'd love Asuka to cash in that Money in the Bank contract on Charlotte. I don't think Charlotte should have ended her streak as it's well documented. But I'm biased. I have favourite wrestlers. The men's Money in the Bank match. Do you know what? When I saw the men's Money in the Bank match and the feel for it, and I saw, like, if that match wasn't taking place on top of a building, if it was in an arena in front of a live crowd, you've got Drew Gulak, you've got Daniel Bryan, you've got who else is in that match? You've got Rey Mysterio, you've got so many. Aleister Black. I'm trying to remember. Have they said the other two? I haven't watched SmackDown yet. It is Saturday. I'm about to watch SmackDown after I record this show and put it up. So I don't know what the full field is, but from just those four, that match in a normal arena with no gimmick, no going through the building, that'd be quite tasty. I'd quite like to see that match for real. Not that we're not going to see that match for real. We are going to see that match, but with no crowd and the guys fighting through the building. There's been talk that Vince is going with this idea of the mini movie. It worked for the Boneyard match. I thought the Firefly Funhouse was fantastic. I didn't watch the Johnny Gargano Ciampa match on NXT because it was going to be 4 hours long, and I'm not a fan of either of those guys. I keep saying it, and as we say, it's the beautiful thing about wrestling. You can have your favourites, you can have people you don't like, and not just don't like them because they're a heel, just don't like them because you just don't like them. Everyone likes different things, so that's why it's enjoyable. But anyhow, I think wrestling's going to be great. I'm glad it's on, but it wouldn't kill me, and I wouldn't hold it against them if they just said, look, let's just shut down shop for the next few months until this thing blows over. But I don't know. Let me know how the coronavirus is affecting you and this new way of life, whether you believe it's true or not, whether it's a work, whether they're just framing. I don't know. There's so many things that I thought about it. But I do know for certain people are dying. I just hope you're all well and you're all looking after yourself. Anyway, it is now time for the Atomic Drop for the Week. A collection of songs, sounds, audio, tidbits. Basically, wrestling-related songs. So songs sung by wrestlers, songs about wrestlers. We'll do promo mixes. Just have a listen. If you like wrestling and if you're still listening to us, you might like this. I mean, we're only half an hour long. So we're going to kick things off. I might have played this recently, I'm not sure, but I found it on my desktop once again, so I thought I might as well chuck it into the mix. This is, I believe, Snoop Dogg and West Side Connection, WC, with Hell Yeah. It is their rendition of Stone Cold's theme song. I'll be back at the end of the show to tell you exactly what you've been listening to.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg,
Dub C,
all up in here, straight G-Bang,
colder than ice, dropping these things on your dome, hitting up my enemies, mad dogging them with a heart full of stone, bam, bam, kicking your dough down, throw down, dirty get low down, it's about to go down, who ready for the showdown, which one of y'all wanna be the first to get tossed in the tussle, buckle, choked out by these muscles and taste these knuckles, lost, I'm running them all, haters, I'm gunning them all, tricks out of denim all, and I ain't got no love for none of y'all, I'm coming through like a roll cam, giving it up with both hands, slaughtering your whole fam, ripping up the program, total chaos, telling your snake guys, so can't none of you busters hurt me. Boom, I'm a G with no mercy.
When I say here, you say yeah.
These ass kickers I'm dishing ain't got no discrimination. Patience, long gone, I'm a chalking them off. Walking up, bombing no sight, cause I'm through talking to y'all. Hands up, look, I'm lit up, fed up, ready to bust. Shaking them up, wetting them up, slagging these knuckle hammers and getting them up. Raised on the turf where we slave for the turf. And I'm the realest rider to walk the face of this earth. Strapped up, best to be, ain't no standing next to me, checking me. Thought I want you covers about testing me, pressing me. See the game of pain, you want my plug it. I'm so rugged, shh, I'm cold blooded.
If you're down with this hit, say hell yeah. If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you're down with me, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you're down with Stone Cold, say hell yeah. 40 people in the house, say hell yeah.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know how it's going down. No surrender, no retreat, no takedown. Biggie Mac cooking up the track. That's right, Snoop Dogg and Dub C riding in the back. Making sure y'all know what time it is. Yeah, we gon' make this happen. For everybody out there, the heat bangers and headbangers. Check this out, what's cracking on?
If you're down with this hit, say hell yeah. If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you're down with me, say hell yeah. If you like what you see, say hell yeah. If you came to get busy, say hell yeah. If you're down with Stone Cold, say hell yeah. 40 people in the house, say hell yeah. All up in this B.I.E.
Pipe, cold to wild, but I can't find Champion, Ted DiBiase.
Gold nugget rope swinging, phone ringing, hottest product on the block. It's a spot, my job changing from stop signs to shotgun passenger pipes. Get it lavish, we ain't having the extravagant life. I got the triple dice shaking, grip the pistol whip. I have to get the blast and hit the gas and dip, duck, tape, nigga. Put the motherfucking fifth to your face and I put it on my ace from the J to the K.
This ain't a game show. Beat your ass by the ring post. Single de Mayo, made with the lingo. You want another Iron Mike single? Catch me on the bistro, banging out weed though. Where the old ego? Fuck up your ego. American hoodies and text. Nigga, I'm good with the tech. Fuck knocking on wood, guard, push me a bet. Stay aware of the wars, I post your set. My blazer is wet. 3-piece skill, label the vet. The K wasn't able to stress, got to blame to connect.
A man who over the years has used his money to bankroll some of the coolest and most outrageous stunts in World Wrestling Federation history.
I stay tailored like a local player. Yum, sitting my gun bigger, so what you saying? EPMD culture free to the AM. Keep stepping the face, weapons for horse playing. Raw dangerous, I find what your angle is and fire where your angel is. Bennett's rapping, better bang this shit. Cold black with handkerchiefs, start bangle the bitch. Keep my L lit, can't help this.
What's the price for your ice in a righteous life? Just tell me how much is the cost just to be the boss. Put receipts on your crown piece. Call me chief when I speak, it's supply and demand. 20 a gram, briefcase with 250s. 10 grand for the champ, Ted DiBiase. Puerto Rock, mixed rum, drink, Palm Beach. $1 million man tag team, Iron Sheep.
Actual retail price, $1,969. Close to the copy.
Something, Barry Windham and Dustin Rhodes. Science and technology of the 90s can take a man and put him up on the moon. They can take a heart out of one person and put it into somebody else and it keeps on ticking. They can get you a pizza in 30 minutes or less, but there's one thing that they cannot do. This world cannot produce another Arn Anderson and another Larry Zbyszko. This planet cannot make any more real men. And you people are looking at the last two. You know, I don't know what Barry Windham is thinking about if he thinks he's going to get in the ring with a busted arm. And I don't know what Dustin Rhodes is dreaming about, because you know something? We have forgotten more than you two guys are ever going to know in professional wrestling. Take a good look at us, boys.
I don't know if you people are up on current events, but the last I heard about Barry Windham was he got a second career. They got him propped up out in Las Vegas, Dublin, as a one-armed bandit. You see, Windham, that hand, that big hand that you used to punch with, don't work anymore. So November 19th in Savannah, Georgia, at the Clash of Champions, with the whole world as your platform, you can't back off and tee off and punch me or punch him. One hand, what you become is less than a normal man. You see, I spent all these years marveling at your technique. Barry Windham, I always said, was the greatest big man in the business. Well, November the 19th, come out there with one arm. Sure, we're nice guys. We won't take advantage of it. That's why Larry and I call ourselves real men. We don't take it.
You'll skate across. But you're too, you're too. Cody. Rose. Time for my moment. Been here a long time.
Ever since I was younger, I was destined to be. It felt like everybody was getting moments but me. I am the prodigy of a king. I'm focused on everything, being about my legacy and everything that it brings. Became a president of a dream in my own hustle. Following the footsteps of father's own struggle. Bigger brother made it, had to call my own. This my moment to be elevated now on the throne. A rose, they call me Cody. People should get to know me. President, that they show me. AEW moments. The doubters, I listen closely. Simple show by my haters. Talents of the head chef, I'm not a waiter. Ever since I was younger, I was taught by my father. These hard times come, better get it in order. I've dined with the kings, fell in love with the queen. I became a president of something, follow my dream. And now they say, I've been wanting this more than you should know. I've been wanting this more than you should know. I've been wanting this more than you should know. I've been wanting this more than you should know. Ever since I was younger, I was destined to be. It felt like everybody was getting moments but me. I am the prodigy of a king. I'm focused on everything, being about my legacy and everything that it brings. Became a president of a dream in my own hustle. Following the footsteps of father's own struggle. Bigger brother made it, had to call my own. This my moment to be elevated now on the throne. A rose, they call me Cody. People should get to know me. President, that they show me. AEW moments. The doubters, I listen closely. Simple show by my haters. Talents of the head chef, I'm not a waiter. Ever since I was younger, I was taught by my father. These hard times come, better get it in order. I've dined with the kings, fell in love with the queen. I became a president of something, follow my dream. And now they say, grind it like I'm Cody Rhodes. I've been wanting this more than you should know. I've been wanting this more than you should know. They say,
grind it like them Cody Rhodes.
I've been wanting this more than you should know. I've been wanting this more than you should know. Ever since I was younger, I was destined to be. It felt like everybody was getting moments but me. I am the prodigy of a king. I'm focused on everything, being about my legacy and everything that it brings. Became a president of a dream in my own hustle. Following the footsteps of father's own struggle. Bigger brother made it, had to call my own. This my moment to be elevated now on the throne. A rose, they call me Cody. People should get to know me. President, that they show me. AEW moments. The doubters, I listen closely. Simple show by my haters. Talents of the head chef, I'm not a waiter.
Ever since I was younger, I was taught by my father. These hard times come, better get it in order. I've dined with the kings, fell in love with the queen. I became a president of something, follow my dream. And now they say,
grind it like I'm Cody Rhodes. I've been wanting this more than you should know. I've been wanting this more than you should know. Now they say,
grind it like I'm Cody Rhodes.
I've been wanting this more than you should know. I've been wanting this more than you should know.
You have been listening to the Atomic Drop. To give you a rundown of what you heard on this week's show, we started with Snoop Dogg and Dub C and their take on Stone Cold's theme. Hell yeah. That was followed by 6 minutes of stoner rock from a band called Gozu and a song called Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. You then heard Lee G and Vegas Posada with Ted DiBiase. Then we heard something from The Enforcers. And we finished up there with Montese and a song called Cody. Hope you've enjoyed today's show. I thought it was alright this week. Any closing thoughts of mine? Not really. Chris Hemsworth looks like he's going to play Hulk Hogan. I think that's going to be quite exciting. stay safe. I'll be back at some point next week. But remember, we've got a whole show archive available online if you look for us. You're smart enough, man. You found us in the first place. So take care of yourselves. Good luck. And I'm off to watch SmackDown. Take care. Ta-ta.
Fascinated by the faces of green lanes. These days I bathe in the haze of the heat waves. The gaze of the DJ, I'll take it when he plays. Your bars ain't shit but a waste of a beat tape. We stay high, pull their mothers a weak mate. For Pete's sake, better come with a clean break or get left bloody as beefsteak. I'm okay, but your better ain't something that he say. See, play still remains the foundation. Wanna see each piece break, then be patient. Nuh-uh, you know you can't rush greatness. Don't like waiting, will hard luck take.